Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I like George Mason University. If they're on TV, I'll watch them.
Sure.
My wife's a season ticket holder. We go to a lot of Georgetown games. I certainly watch the Big East and Georgetown a lot. But I am not a guy, don't pretend to be, over the course of the college basketball season, if North Carolina is playing NC State, or if I turn on the TV and live and die with every possession,
100%.
I am all in. There is just no comp to this tournament making you feel the way that Oakland made me feel last night. Initially, I thought it was the Oakland in California. I find out it's Auburn Hills, Michigan. It's not even the Oakland that I thought it was. But guess who I love, like everyone else in the United States? Jack Golke is tugging at my heartstrings.
Of course you do.
Hits 10 threes last night, 10 of 20 from deep. I mean, you made 10 three-pointers. Did you see the stat? He dribbled three times in the game, meaning ball in his hands, bounced on the floor three times, despite making 10 three-pointers.
Yeah, I think two of them were on shot fakes, and he like dribbled to the left or something and drilled shots. So early on, as I'm watching that game like everyone else, he misses a couple. And I'm going, dude, this dude is just jacking up shots. Like, what's going on? And then the announcers did a good job, I think, of assuring the public, you guys, you're in for this. This is what this dude does. This is what this team does. He is here to shoot threes and chew bubble gum, and he's fresh out of bubble gum.
There was a movie made about him starring Mark Wahlberg.
Shooter.
A handful of years ago.
Are you telling me I'm going to shoot people? I'm a shooter now?
On the season, Jack Golke has taken 355 shots. 347 of them are from three. I'm going to say that again.
Yeah.
Because it is the most insane stat I've ever seen in my life when they showed it on the telecast last night. Of his 355 shots on the season, this zero-star recruit from D2, who now in the sixth year he's playing college basketball, a guy thinks he's Jaden Daniels or Michael Penix, he shot the ball 355 times for the Golden Grizzlies.
Golden Grizzlies.
Last night. 347 of his 355 shots from three-point range on the season. I saw a chart of his 8 2-point shots. Five were like layups in transition. So now in terms of set offense, half court, running a possession, we're selecting our shot. We're not at running, right?
Uh-huh.
He took 3 2-point attempts.
And my bet is all three season were his foot on the line for three.
Actually, only one of them was a long two.
Oh, really?
Two of them were like runners in the lane or something. I don't even know what he was doing down there. He must have gotten lost.
Are you confused, Jack? Go back to your home.
But this is what I love. I don't know who Jack Golke is before last night. I'll probably forget his name in a month, and I'll have to look it up when I'm watching the tournament in 4 years.
We have these weekends where someone named Ali Farouk Manesh
buries,
I think it was a Kansas team,
I was
that had
that
national championship aspirations.
Do you remember this name, Ben Woodside? Dakota State
from
years
Dakota
and years
State.
Ago. Probably like around, if I had to guess, like 07, 08 maybe. But there's that guy, man, that pops. And I just think it's awesome. He'll be an accountant or running some kind of like car lot, you know, where he's selling vehicles in 10 years, watching all the guys that he beat from Kentucky.
He had such a great quote.
Make $30 million a year in the NBA.
Yeah, he goes, most of those guys are going to the NBA. I know that I'm not going to the NBA. I'm very aware of that. He's like, but I have, you know, I'm still confident in myself that I can compete at this level right now. I just, that approach just, I don't know, man. He won a lot of hearts last night. That was incredible.
You don't think Will Dawkins, Michael Winger, are taking him 1-1? Couldn't miss last night. 10 of 20 from deep. And you're right, he played the right notes after the
totally.
Game and his press conference. He was talking about them not being a Cinderella. But that's a zero star playing against a bunch of guys from Kentucky that are five stars. And at some point, and maybe we're at that point now, there's a conversation that has to happen about Kentucky, isn't there? John Calipari, look at what has happened with that program under the last now four seasons. 3 years ago, they didn't make it to the tournament. 2 years ago, in the first round, they were a two-seed upset by 15th-seeded St. Peter's. Remember that
yes,
team?
Yes, I do.
Last year, they were a six-seed, and they lost in the second round. They have not gotten out of the round of 32 in 5 years under John Calipari. And it's pretty clear to me that the idea that you're just going to go get the best freshman, you're going to out-athlete people, you're going to get up and down and run with future NBA lottery picks, I don't know how successful that is, especially now in this era, in the portal, where teams can go get fourth, fifth, COVID era, sixth-year guys who have just played a ton of basketball, who they're not better athletes, they're not better talents, they're not better prospects, but there were a couple of guys on Oakland last night, including their big Trey Townsend, second-generation player in the program, who are better basketball players than the lottery picks on Kentucky. Collegiately.
I think that's well put. So the formula that got Coach Cal so much success there at Kentucky is a little bit outdated. This has happened multiple times, different iterations. Some of these legendary coaches, right? Go back even here locally to you know, someone like Gary Williams, who could go for so many years and go, I'm not going to get that five-star. I'm not going to, you know, kiss the tuchus of every AAU broker and whoever else. I'm going to go get really good players, solid players, coach them up for a handful of years, and then be able to compete at a high level as a team, right? And try to deal with the UNCs, the Dukes, and everybody else who's doing a certain way. You could do that for a while. Eventually, it became impossible, right, with the one-and-dones, with how good some of these players are. They were getting run out of the building, and, you know, he wasn't going to play the game. So the game morphed, the game changed. That's allowed. That's okay. Gary Williams, still a framer, still a legend. You look at now with Calipari, I think you have to examine it. You have to go, they're getting beat by 22 and 23-year-olds, these 18-year-old kids who have bright futures. He's still churning out NBA players on a regular basis. If you're not sure what to do in the middle of the draft, draft a guard from Kentucky. It'll work out fine is the lesson of the last several years. But in terms of success basketball-wise, fans of Kentucky, it's the Alabama football of college basketball. They don't do this. They're livid today.
Oh, they're so mad. I mean, they wait all year for this month to do the opposite of what they did last night. How about the 11 seeds yesterday? Three games where sixes played 11s, and all three 11s won. Duquesne, the Dukes, first tournament since 77. Oregon over South Carolina. NC State continued what has been an incredible stretch.
What a story.
Five wins, 5 days, ACC tourney. Then they beat Texas Tech last night. So if New Mexico wins today, and I actually think they're going to beat Clemson, but if they can beat Clemson out of the ACC today, this will be the first time 11s have swept sixes, four for four, since 1989. No pressure, New Mexico. No pressure.
We're all counting on you. Let's go.
Is the 11-6 upset the new 5-12? When I was growing up, when I was a young warthog, you always had to find the one or the two 12s that would beat the five.
So there's always one, at least.
It seems like more recently, JMU Dukes fans, cover your ears, fives handle 12s a lot more than sixes handle 11s. Feels like the 11-6 matchup is the new 5-12.
It certainly does right now. Yeah, I mean, because that's what, when you're in that 4-5-6 seeded range, it means that you've got a high ceiling and you're good, but there's something missing. There's a reason you're not a top three seed, right? So you're ripe for it. And then these programs that are not the 16 seeds, not the we're lucky to be here, right? Those, I mean, there's a reason until a handful of years ago, no 16 had ever beaten a 1, and now it's happened a couple times. Still not commonplace by any stretch of the imagination. You get to that group that's like that mid-major number 11, you get some veteran players. You get guys that are juniors and seniors who have been through the ringer a little bit, or, you know, transfers or whatever, that have been through some of these kinds of experiences. So these games can be really competitive, and it's a style oftentimes you're just not used to seeing.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.